Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Let's jump right into our topic today, which is simply Happy New You. Happy New You. Notice I didn't say Happy New Year, which would be appropriate for this time. I said Happy New You because everyone loves something new. Yes, my friends, we love new cars, new homes, new clothes, new hairstyles. We all love things that are new. Well, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as mentors, I can also tell you that your team, those who look up to you, those who admire you as hero, who believe you can do it all, those who you have encouraged to join your team, they're looking for something new as well. And guess what? They're looking for something new in you. Yes, they're looking for something new in you. They're looking for something new in me. Anyone who leads anybody has a team, hopefully optimistic, that their leader is going to bring them new, and the new starts with the leader. Yes, my friends and neighbors, I say that we have to embody the newness because new means something to everyone we lead. They look to us to then go back and repeat or emulate the things they see us do. Well, let's outline three key components of how new impacts those that we lead. First, new should be noticeable. Yes, new should be noticeable. If there's someone that you know that has a new car, you're going to notice it. If your spouse comes home with a new hairstyle, you'll notice it. You notice new homes. You also notice new attitudes. Yes, everyone notices new. And if there's a car that you want to buy and it's a brand new car, you want to test drive it. And once you purchased it, you want other people to drive it as well. Well, in business, it's the same component. We are so unselfish. We should be that we should want everyone to experience the newness that we are experiencing ourselves. Our team should know that there are three P's that define our newness, meaning that they're going to see this exemplified every day. First, they should see a new passion. Yes, every now and then people can get bogged down, and it's easy for others to get into what you call a rut where things just don't seem to be clicking and working the way they should. And that may happen and permeate throughout every leader's team from time to time. However, the leader is the one to embody that new passion, that new drive, that energy, the thing that invigorates to make them go further and faster than ever before. And not only that, but the leader should also achieve new levels of professionalism. That's that second P, new levels of professionalism. Think about it. When was the last time your team saw your professionalism at a whole new level? That they came to you and said, man, I really like the way you handle that situation. It could have turned into something very volatile, but because of the way you handled it, that was something I want to follow that pattern in my own endeavors. Think about it. You also want to show them new priorities. Yes, every now and then priorities can get muddled and team members may not know exactly where they stand with us. Therefore, we've got to make sure that we're articulating to our teams that the priority is them. The priority is always the people. It always will be the people. And for years and years to come, people will always be priorities for every successful business owner. How high of a priority do you make your people? When they call you, how long does it take for you to respond? If the answer is not necessarily a positive one, then think about adopting a new level of priority as it relates to the people on your team. Be fast to call them back. Be fast to check on them and follow up. Be fast to supply them with information and make sure that that new is noticeable. Yes, the E in our new acronym says that new is also expected. We expect new shows on TV. We expect automobile manufacturers to present us with new body styles and models each year. We expect new clothing lines. And by the same token, our teams expect newness from us. What are they expecting? They're expecting the three I's from their leadership. They're expecting newness as it pertains to innovation. Yes, they want us to tell them some new ideas, to give them some new techniques. They're expecting new innovation to come from us. They're also expecting new inspiration. They're expecting to be inspired by us, through us. They're expected that we're going to give them something they can hang their hat on and sink their teeth into to say they can make it. Yes, my friends, you think about it. The things that inspire us, the reason why most people go to church Sunday in and Sunday out, is because they want that new inspiration. They want to hear something that helps them make it through the rest of the week. By the same token, your team members are looking to you. They're saying every day they're going into this grind, they're expecting some new inspiration. What new inspiration do you have for your team? Are you giving them new books to read, new calls to listen to, new information to gather? They're going to need that newness from you. And then also they're expecting that new information. They want to know. Everyone wants to know. Our brains are craving information at all times, which is why most people can't just sit idle. They've got to surf the internet. They've got to read. They've got to do something, because the mind always wants to have information. By the same token, my friends, I challenge you to provide that new information to your team. Teach them how to do something that they didn't know how to do yesterday. Show them how to accomplish something that they couldn't accomplish last month. And that new information will empower them. Finally, my friends, everyone knows that new works. Yes, new works. Old may not work. New always works. In fact, most manufacturers are so confident in their new products that they'll put a warranty on it. They'll say they guarantee it or your money back. Therefore, we have to present things that work for our teams, systems they can trust, strategies they can try, and support they can talk about positively. Yes, my friends, we can also help them understand that the newness in us is going to have a great benefit to them. This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.